John Williams and Ntwali says being jailed by police for weeks at a time and receiving death threats come with his job here in Rwanda. He's a journalist and YouTube broadcaster. He says the people he speaks to are sometimes threatened too. Here, he's reporting on a community of people who were evicted by police and whose homes were bulldozed.
There were houses from this area.
They want compensation. Several of Rwanda's most followed YouTube broadcasters are already in jail, including some who reported on or were critical of the evictions.
I'm focused on justice, human rights, and advocacy. And I know all those three areas are risky here in Rwanda, but I'm committed to.
John Williams' YouTube channel's had more than 2 million views since he started it last year. It reports on things that can't be seen on traditional media in Rwanda, like the court appearance last month of another YouTuber, Aimable Karasira. He was jailed last year and charged with genocide denial after he spoke in a broadcast about who'd killed members of his family during the 1994 genocide. He told the court he was tortured in jail, denied his medicine for diabetes, and told that things would get worse after Rwanda hosted the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, known as CHOGM. Leaders of Commonwealth countries came to Rwanda's capital, Kigali, for the meeting last week. Rwanda's government denies torturing people and says its court proceedings are fair, contrary to many reports by rights groups. President Paul Kagame was asked about Rwanda's human rights record in the closing press conference.
There are no people who are in prison that shouldn't be there, but there are people who are not in prison who actually should be there.
Now the Commonwealth meeting's over and the leaders have gone, John Williams is left wondering what's in store for him.
Those who try to speak out, they are jailed, harassed, intimidated or jailed. Second, forced to flee the country. Three, some of them disappear in a thin air. Or even they die.
Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kigali, Rwanda.